Let's talk about how to stop worrying about things that are going to happen in the future, which, of course, ideally, we're only worrying about things. I specifically put it down, though. I got this idea from one of you who said, how can I stop worrying about things that might happen in the future? So let's revisit this concept of worry and remember that worry is a natural thing. It is something that human beings do. Human beings have a prefrontal cortex, which is out here. It is the thing that has allowed us to band together into groups. It has allowed us to think about the future and to prepare for the future. Most people don't think about the future. Most animals don't really think about the future. They are driven by instinct. Animals know in the fall to have different behaviors because the days are shorter. That's why they move, the birds, etc. Human beings, we can actually think and plan for the future, and that is what worry is designed to do. Worry is for us to think about what might possibly happen, to do whatever we can about it, and then ultimately to let it go. Unfortunately, it's the let it go part that we struggle with. We do the preparation sometimes. Sometimes we don't even do that. We just worry about it. We just keep going on. Worry is like elephant insurance. I've said this before. There's an old joke about I don't even remember the joke well, but there's a joke about a man selling elephant insurance and wild elephant insurance. And he's trying to sell it to another man. And the other man says, why would I need wild elephant insurance? There's no elephants within 10,000 miles of here. And the guy says, well, that's how good it works, something like that. Anyway, worry is like that. It's supposed to keep things away from us. And because unfortunately we have worried in the past and then we have either move successfully through the things that we've worried about, or the things that we have worried about have not come to pass, okay? Because of those two things, either we've moved successfully through them, which we all have, we've moved through 100% of the things we've experienced thus far, or the thing have not come to pass. So our egos have convinced us that worry actually serves a benefit, that worry actually is like a vaccination, that worry keeps things from happening. Worry is a habit. Worry is a choice that we make, and worry is a habit. I'm speaking as a person who has that habit and who has worked and worked and worked on releasing it. So how do we stop worrying about things? What are some of the things you all have said that you're worried about? I said I'm worried about the election. Some of you said you're worried about making it through the end of the year with enough money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's interesting that I was never worried about, never in my life, I've never worried about it. A global pandemic. Which would take me off the road from speaking and completely change my model of doing business to where I'm doing live events, but I'm doing them virtually with a home studio and everything like that. If worry really worked, then it would warn us about things like this. So we are a generation, just like our grandparents, our great-grandparents who went through the Depression, who had a totally different opinion about money. This is going to scratch our record when it comes to disease and to healthcare going forward. So we are going to be more prepared because we've actually been through this going forward. It's going to be more of a thing for us. So the purpose of worry is to make you think of the potential downsides. Then you can plan for them and you can let them go. But because in the past we have continued to worry, continued to ruminate, continued to think about what could possibly go wrong, and as a result, either the thing we worried about never happened or we successfully handled it, which we have, that our minds convince us that worry keeps us is a good thing. The other thing about worry is that It actually elevates your allostatic load. Now, what is your allostatic load? Your allostatic load is the amount of stress that you walk around with. We could call it a stress level. So worry elevates your allostatic load. And you would think, well, why in the world would I want to worry if it's going to elevate my allostatic load? That's not a good thing. Many of us are used to having a high allostatic load. Many of us grew up in stressful, painful childhoods, and our default setting is that. And so if we don't have something to worry about, we're not happy. As I was thinking about this morning, we spend so much time thinking about what might happen. I have a very good friend, and I remember she used to have these two poodles. And she adored these poodles, took them everywhere, and they were like children to her. And sometimes I would call her, and I could tell she was sad, and I'd say, what's the matter? And she said, oh, I'm so sad that whatever the dog's name is, I don't remember, is going to die someday. Now, the dog was maybe four. And of course the dog was going to die someday. The dog didn't know that, but she knew this. And she literally would work herself up crying about it, and there was absolutely nothing she could do about it. Worry is a habit. Can I say that again? Worry is a habit. And if you didn't catch me the first two times, it's a habit. It is something that we do habitually. And we can break habits, but we have to actually put forth the effort to change the habit. So, here's my suggestion for you. If you're really wanting to change the worry habit, pick one thing that you've been worrying about. Many of you have named a variety of things. As an entrepreneur, if you think about it, which is what I am, I understand the worries about finances for your business in the past, especially, and your employees, and also your family, and taking care of yourself. And I used to worry about money all the time. So much so that I would never want to check my bank account because I was afraid of what it might be. So you know what I decided to do? Face that worry and commit to checking my bank balance the first thing I do every single morning. Every single morning. Brian Tracy says, do the thing that you fear, and the death of fear is certain. If you've got something that you're worried about that you can address, address it as quickly as you can and put it behind you. We often think that we're going to wait until we feel like it, or we're going to wait until it diminishes. Wait until we feel like it, we never do. It doesn't tend to diminish. Most things tend to increase. So what I do is still to this day, every morning, first thing I do is click on my little Bank of America app and see how much money I've got. And you know what I realized doing that? I have never, ever struggled financially in my life as nearly as bad as I'm worried I'm going to. Now, my ego says, well, it's because you worry that that's happened. Nonsense. I've wasted a lot of wonderful times and days and moments worried about something that has never happened and probably won't. So for those of you who are worried about financial concerns, I would invite you to understand who you've been in the past. Have you always been able to meet your obligations and everything? Even with this, chances are you will. If you've struggled in the past, chances are you will struggle. However, you can change. The one thing you can change is yourself. And when you change yourself, you change everything. And when you change the worry that is going on in your mind. And remember, the word worry means to wring. It literally comes from the word wring. It means to strangle, like you'd wring a bird's neck. You are walking around and strangling off your life energy and your life force when you're worrying. So here's my suggestion for you. Here's what I would recommend you do. If you're struggling with worrying about something, as I suggested before, write out what might happen, do what you can, okay? The second thing is write out the worst possible scenario. And you're right. Yes, I am saying the worst possible scenario. I'm stealing this from Dale Carnegie. It's great advice. And then try and improve on the worst. Don't try and fix it. Try and improve on the worst. And finally, and this is the hard part, and if you're serious about overcoming worry, this is where the work comes in. I'm going to tell you what to do, but the do is up to you. So write this down, all right? Here we go. Put as much mental energy into how things might go surprisingly right as to how things might go surprisingly wrong. That's what worry is. How might things go surprisingly wrong? What if this doesn't show up? What if this person doesn't get the message? What if there isn't enough zeros in the bank account? What if this? And then you begin to say, what if it goes the other way? What if it goes the other way? We were talking about how the pandemic has affected our income with the speaking and all of this the other day. And then out of the blue, someone I had not spoken to in 3 years called and hired me to speak the following week. The following week. There's an old saying, you don't know enough to be a pessimist. There's a lot of great surprising things that can happen. And so instead of worrying, which is negative visualization, you have to start practicing positive visualization. So what if this works out? Not how, but what if this works out? Or what if something surprising happens? Or what if la, 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 la? And the other thing, like I say, is figure out the likelihood of the worst possible scenario happening. Has it happened before a lot? Chances are it's not going to happen. And if you resolve yourself to figure out what it is and do what you can to improve upon it, then you've opened yourself up to providence. You have opened yourself up because by your efforts and by your acceptance, you've released it and you will actually begin to see greater blessings come into your life. All right? So you can stop worrying, stop regurgitating things in your mind. If you first and foremost address them, figure out what you can do to improve the worst possible scenario, and most importantly, invest as much mental energy into the possibility of things working out as things not working out. That's where you can shrug your shoulders and go, man, this guy's crazy. No, this is brilliant ideas that I'm giving you. Don't write it off. It's hard, but it's worth it. If you're serious about giving up exercise, you've literally got to change the tide of your thinking. Let me go back real quick, take a look. There's so many messages, so many people. This is awesome. Natasha says this is good. Cynthia Belt-Barcher is here. Rhonda Frazier, Phyllis Ferguson, Sandy McCann, Beatrix Gonzalez, Mary Ray. I don't know why I'm tipping my glasses back. I'm not wearing my trifocals. Oh my gosh, you all can see. Linda Farrell, Lucy, Natasha, we can break habits by putting forth the effort. Yes, we can, and we have to put forth the effort. Remember Mark Twain said, you don't break a habit. You coax it down the stairs one step at a time. So you don't immediately break the habit. First, you become aware of the fact that you are indeed worrying. And secondly, you dare yourself to come up with a positive outcome. What's the worst that can happen? What's the best that can happen? What's likely to happen? Good questions, Jennifer. Teresa's here. Love this. Very helpful. Says someone, I can't see it. Valerie Mazzelli. Hi, I so needed to hear this. Thank you. Ulya is here. Natasha Harris, this is so great. Thanks, my pleasure. Cynthia, thanks. Worry is overrated. What's the best that can happen? Love it. My other great idol, Earl Nightingale, said that worry's like a rocking chair. It keeps you going, but it doesn't get you anywhere. Linda Jewell is watching. Thank you, Will, says Trish Parr. Michelle Doherty says, good morning. I usually pre-worry. I love that idea. That's a great way of putting it. Nancy Williams is here. Hi, good to see you. Let's not forget, complaining about it doesn't help. Exactly. Yes, complaining reinforces the worry. It reinforces the worst that might happen. So, dare yourself. If you really want to stop worrying, you say, oh, I wish I could stop worrying about this, then do it. I'm going to give you my Edwin Gaines advice. I'm going to get right in your face. People always say to Edwin Gaines, oh, I wish I had your faith. And she says, then have it. You want to stop worrying? Stop worrying. Start thinking about how things might work out. And who knows? It'll surprise you. The universe will surprise you. Bob Torrance is watching. Good to see you. Robin Flattery is watching. Good to see you. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me. We are going to do our meditation at 8:30 a.m., which is in just a few minutes here in Miami. So I look forward to those of you who have joined us and looking forward to joining us new on the complaint-free meditation. And I had somebody from the Jumpstart join the complaint-free meditation just yesterday, I think. In other words, become a member. Try it out. Complaintfreemeditation.com. What does that mean? Literally, I'm going to turn these mics off, have a sip of water, etc. And then we're going to sit here and we're going to do a deep, powerful, relaxing meditation. And for those of you who are members, and I know a bunch of you are, you know the benefit in this. And for those of you who are not, check it out. Complaintfreemeditation.com. Join us live, all right? And if you don't meditate with me, meditate with somebody. Watch one of the free YouTubes or something like that. I don't care. I care that you learn to discharge that negative energy in your body. More importantly, if you want to stop worrying, you have to first teach your mind to sit and stay before you can teach it where you really want it to go. And the number one response, side effect from the people who are in the complaint-free meditation program is more calmness and less worry. So begin to meditate. Establish a meditation practice. All right, enough preaching. Enjoy today. Make it a great day, and I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Complaint.